Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to an All Things Basketball podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, the schedule is out, guys, for 2025-26. So we'll talk about opening week. We'll talk about Christmas. We'll talk about MLK Day, All-Star Weekend, all the international games, and a whole lot more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of it, guys. We have the schedule now. We have it. It took a minute, you know, they leaked out little drips and drabs of it, but it's here, guys, and it's all its glory. So we'll talk about opening weekend, we'll talk about Christmas, we'll talk about MLK Day, the All-Star Weekend, and all of the above. So without any further delay, guys, let's get into it. So the schedule, well, the training camp starts September 24th. That'll be training camp, guys, as far as teams coming back, and then you're going to have some international play that's happening. So there you have that. But it officially opens September 24th. So guys will be getting back, and things will start to get started in training camp. So there you have that. Now, in preseason, guys, I'm not going to talk about all the preseason games, but I will mention the ones that are overseas. We'll talk about that. You have games in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. In fact, the Knicks are going to be in over there in Dubai. The Knicks plays the 76ers on October 2nd, and then again on October 4th in Dubai. So the Knicks going international, guys, heading to Dubai to play the 76ers. So that's your first international game. Then in Melbourne, Australia, you're going to have the New Orleans Pelicans. And what they're going to do, guys, they're going to play the teams in, well, a couple of teams in the NBL. That is the Australian league over there. So that's going to happen on October 3rd and then October 5th, guys. So you'll have the Pelicans playing out there for that. So that is your next set of games. Vancouver's going to get some games, guys. Now, remember, guys, we actually had a franchise in Vancouver, the Vancouver Grizzlies, who ended up relocating to Memphis. And now they're the Memphis Grizzlies. So there you have that. But Vancouver's getting a game, guys. And that game will be Denver Nuggets versus the Toronto Raptors. So you got a Canadian team there in the Raptors playing, but they'll be going up against the Denver Nuggets. And that'll take place on October 6th, guys. So there you have that. And then your final international game for the preseason will be in Macau, China. So you'll have a game in China, guys. It'll be the Brooklyn Nets versus the Phoenix Suns. And that game will be on October 10th, and then they'll play again on October 12th. So that will culminate the international preseason games. So that's your preseason as far as international play goes, guys. Now, for the Coup de Grace opening weekend, guys, and that will take place on October 21st. And actually, I'll be away at my podcast festival that weekend. So when I come back, a couple of days later, the NBA kicks in. So that'll be a beautiful thing. Opening night, guys, will be on October 21st on a Tuesday. It will be the Houston Rockets, who are now armed with Kevin Durant, and they'll be going to OKC to play the Thunder. And that's at 8 o'clock on NBC. Now, remember, guys, you have this new TV deal. It's an 11-year deal, guys, and it involves NBC. It involves ESPN. It involves NBC. It involves Prime as well, guys. Amazon Prime. And it'll also involve Peacock, which is the streaming version for NBC. Peacock. So that's where your games will be, guys. No more TNT, guys. No more NBA TV. I was trying to see if that would be available, but no, guys, no more games on NBA TV either. So TNT's left out in the cold, and then also NBA TV left out in the cold. So there you have that. Now, as far as will they still be doing the recaps? Will they still be doing the in-game stuff? I'm not sure, guys. I guess they'll do like their recaps like they usually do, but they'll probably not show live games, but you know, recordings of games. That's it. So there you have that. So, like I said, opening night, the Houston Rockets take on the Thunder. And of course, that'll be the evening where the Thunder raise their championship banner. And they also get their rings as well. So a pretty, pretty great moment happening over there for the Thunder. And, of course, Kevin Durant will be in attendance. Mind you, he was once a Oklahoma City Thunder, by the way, guys. So there you have that. But that is your opening game. Right out the gate with the defending champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then your nightcap, the first game at 8 o'clock, your nightcap will be Golden State Warriors going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And that'll be at 10:30, guys. Both games on NBC. And of course, that'll be Steph Curry going up against LeBron James. So, you know, of course, that's a marquee matchup. So you have that. And that'll be your nightcap, guys. Moving on to Wednesday. Wednesday, these are the ESPN games, guys. First game will be the Cleveland Cavaliers going to Madison Square Garden to face the New York Knicks. And that's a 7 p.m. tip-off. Now, guys, these are the two teams that's supposed to be the cream of the crop in the East. Both of these teams, they should be battling it out for the top two teams in that conference. So might as well start off the first game with them going toe-to-toe. So that's your first game. And then in the nightcap will be the San Antonio Spurs going to Dallas to face the Mavericks, and that's at 9:30. And that game will feature the number 2 overall pick in the 2025 draft. Dylan Harper going up against the number one pick in the draft, Cooper Flagg. And of course, also you have Victor Wembanyama going up against the likes of a Anthony Davis. So very entertaining game on Wednesday, October 22nd, the nightcap for that evening for ESPN. Let us move on. And then Thursday night, guys, you'll have ESPN again with a doubleheader. And that'll be Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. So they're not even wasting time, guys. They're just saying, we're throwing caution to the wind. The finals rematch the third night of the season. So it'll be the Thunder versus the Pacers, actually in Indiana. And Indiana will look a lot different than the team that played in those finals. You'll have no Tyrese Haliburton, who's out with the knee injury. And you won't have Miles Turner, who has left Indiana and gone to Milwaukee. So Indiana looking very much different than the squad that the Thunder took down in the finals. So there you have that. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off. And then in your nightcap, the Denver Nuggets, they'll be heading to Golden State to play the Warriors. So you already got the Warriors playing twice in the span of 3 days, and then OKC also. So these are your national games, guys. Of course, and that'll be the Joker going up against the team Steph Curry, basically. So there you have that. And then on Friday night, on October 24th, and that'll be the first game, the first doubleheader on Prime TV, Amazon Prime. It'll be the Boston Celtics facing the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. So the Knicks coming right out the gate, guys. Two home games. First Cleveland, now Boston. And Boston will be a much different team as well, guys. You'll have no Jason Tatum. He's out with a knee injury. No Kristaps Porzingis. He was dealt to Atlanta. No Drew Holiday. He was dealt to Portland. Don't know what's happening with Al Horford as of yet. So team looking a lot different. And the Knicks pretty much looking the same. There's no changes up and besides the coaching change, of course. Tom Thibodeau out, Mike Brown in. So there you have that. And that's a 7:30 tip-off on Prime. And then at 10 o'clock, you'll have the Minnesota Timberwolves going to L.A. to face the L.A. Lakers. And that's at 10 o'clock. Ant-Man going up against Luka. You know, that'll be the matchup in the game. And, of course, LeBron lurking in the background, of course, in that one. So that is your Friday night doubleheader on Amazon Prime for the very first time, guys. So there you have that. Now, in terms of Peacock, I mentioned Peacock, the streaming service. So if you want to see these games, guys, you got to have Peacock. So get your coin up if you're really an NBA fan and want to see these games. Monday, on October 27th, your first set of games on Peacock will be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, one of the top teams in the East, it's by all projections, going to Detroit to face the up-and-coming Detroit Pistons. of course, led by Cade Cunningham, their exciting young player. So you'll have division rivals here going up against one another. Again, Cade Cunningham versus the likes of a Donovan Mitchell in that one. And that's at 7 p.m. And the 9:30 game, guys, the Denver Nuggets. And they will be going to Minnesota to play the Timberwolves. And that's your nightcap on Peacock. The Joker going up against the likes of Ant-Man. And, of course, their division rivals as well. And also playoff rivals. So there you have that. So that is your opening week for the most part, guys. Let us continue on. On Halloween, guys, that's when the Emirates NBA Cup starts, guys. And that'll begin, like I said, October 31st. And that will run until November 28th. And guys, those games will be shown on ESPN, on NBC, and on League Pass. So that's where you'll see the bulk of those games at, guys, as far as your schedule goes in that regard. Let me just make sure. Yeah. That's what's being reported in terms of those games. They'll be on those channels and then also to, that's exactly where it's going to be. So there you have that. Yep, so that's where you'll find those games, guys. So they have some marquee matchups that'll be shown on there. And then, of course, locally, of course, you'll get to see your teams play if they're not playing on the national stage. So there you have that. And then, guys, some international games that's being played. The first one on November 1st, and that will be the Detroit Pistons taking on the Dallas Mavericks. And that game will take place in Mexico City. So Mexico getting a NBA game. They have the past few seasons, so there you have that. But they get to see a Cade Cunningham going up against the likes of your number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg. So there you have that. So it should be an exciting game down there in Mexico. And then in 2026, on January 15th, you have the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Orlando Magic. And that game will take place in Berlin, Germany. So we're getting a game over in Germany now, guys. So you'll have Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja Morant, and those guys taking on Paolo Banchero, also Franz Wagner, and the up-and-coming Orlando Magic. So that game will be in Berlin. And then on the 18th of January, you'll have Orlando again. This time, they're heading to London. So Orlando already out there. And they'll be taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. So there you have that. Both teams will stay in Europe. First Germany, then you go to London. So they'll be playing out there in London. So that's your international games there. I'm surprised we didn't get a France game in. But this is what it is, guys. So you take it and you run with it. So anyhow, so that is the international games that'll be played next season. Let's talk Christmas, guys. You know, Christmas, you get the five games, guys, starting at noon. And as it has been the occasion, it'll be in Madison Square Garden. Oh, by the way, guys, the Knicks have played the most Christmas games of any franchise. And they actually have the most wins on Christmas, tied with the Lakers. So, Knicks seem like a tradition, guys, of them playing on Christmas. So, down at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks will be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, you get Cleveland once again, guys, this time on Christmas Day. And I said last year when they had them match up against the San Antonio Spurs, I think that was I think the matchup was it wasn't really a rival per se. Fine, they had that game where you had Jalen Brunson go crazy, and then of course Wimby, he had the monster game. So I thought that was a bad choice by the powers that be. But this is a better choice because you get the two top teams in the East once again. So that's at noon. And oh, by the way, guys, all five of these games will be simulcast on ABC and on ESPN. So you're getting best of both worlds, guys. So there you have it. I just wonder, will it be the same people calling the game on both channels? I guess so. So there you have that. So that's your 12 o'clock game. 2:30, the San Antonio Spurs will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder and Oklahoma City. So that's your second game there. Victor Wembanyama going up against the world champions on Christmas Day. Then at 5 o'clock, you have the Houston Rockets heading to L.A. to face the Lakers. So Kevin Durant will be going up against LeBron James on Christmas Day at 5 o'clock. Then in the evening, guys, starting at 8 o'clock, you'll have the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Golden State Warriors over there in the Chase Center and up there in Cali. So I don't think you'll have Kyrie back by this time. Remember, Kyrie's out. He'll be out with, I believe he has the knee injury as well. So he probably won't be back by this game. Maybe he will. Who knows? But going up against the likes of Steph and that crew. And then the final game on Christmas Day, well, it'll be night. The Minnesota Timberwolves going to Denver to face the Nuggets. So, of course, you know, those teams are division rivals. So they'll be the nightcap on Christmas Day. 10:30 is the start. So that's your Christmas slate, guys. Let us move on. MLK Day, guys. Now, you know, this has been a big deal as of these past few years or so. So your first game, guys, will actually, all the games will be on Peacock or NBC. So the first game actually will be a Peacock exclusive. So you got to have the streaming service. And that's Milwaukee Bucks going to Atlanta to face the Atlanta Hawks. Now, last year, I thought the league, again, did a disservice because they had Atlanta on the road playing on MLK Day, whereas they should have been playing in Atlanta, being that that's the place where Martin Luther King really made his mark. So it seems like they're going back to tradition and having Atlanta play on that day. 1 o'clock tip-off against the Milwaukee Bucks. And there'll be a new-look Atlanta team, guys. Remember I mentioned they got themselves Kristaps Porzingis. So you add him to the mix over there. So, and plus also they got Nickeil Alexander-Walker over there as well. So definitely new look for the Atlanta Hawks, who are expecting big things over there. We'll see what happens in that regard. So there you have that. And then at 2:30, OKC will head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. And that'll be on NBC and Peacock. So that'll be on both of those places there. And then at 5 o'clock, the Dallas Mavericks will face the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. This will be Cooper Flagg's first game in the Mecca in Madison Square Garden. So they get the 5 o'clock tip-off there, also on NBC and Peacock. And then your nightcap for that evening, the Boston Celtics heading to Detroit to face the Pistons. And that's at 8 o'clock, ESPN and Peacock. So there you have that. All right, so that's MLK Day, guys. All-Star Weekend, guys, will take place on February 13th, that Friday. Of course, you know you got the Celebrity Game followed by the Rising Stars Challenge. So it'll be the freshmen and the rookies, of course, and also they've added G Leaguers to the mix as well. So there you have that. And then that'll be followed by February 14th, Valentine's Day, guys. So if you got a significant other out there, you know, you're going to have to split time there if possible. But you have All-Star Saturday night, of course, the Skills Challenge, the three-point contest, in the dunk contest. So there you have that. And then also, guys, on February 15th, you will have the All-Star Game that evening on Sunday, February 15th, guys. And the All-Star Game will be held in the new arena that the Clippers are playing in, the Intuit Dome in Inglewood. So, and guys, it seems like they're heading towards a USA versus the world format. That's where they seem to be leaning towards. So you may finally, after a few years now, finally get a competitive All-Star Game. So that's what they're banking on with this NBA versus the world thing. So hold on to your hats, guys. So we'll see what happens in that regard. But that will be, again, the weekend of February 13th through the 15th. All right, guys. And then moving on from there, your last day of the season, guys, will be on April 12th. And, of course, all 30 teams will be playing. You know how they do it. So, and divisions will be solved. Playoff teams will be solved. Play-in teams will be solved on that evening of April 12th. So you'll finally get the full picture in that regard. So there you have that. All right, guys. So that is it for this episode. I did want to go into the national games, like the total number for each team. And as far as Eastern Conference, Western Conference, so I'll do episodes covering that because I did want to get into that. Also, I want to break down the Knicks schedule and tell you how favorable I think it is. I think it's a very good schedule for the Knicks. So we'll have at that as well. So All that and more, guys. And, of course, we'll talk NBA, WNBA hoops, rather. Things are heating up. So we'll definitely talk about those things as well. Thank you for listening. As always, guys, all things basketball with GED.com is the website. There you find my clips, my videos, all the things. My donate buttons are there as well, guys. In the scroll, I have it there as also, guys. Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. You'll see it in the scrolls as always, guys. Donate, donate, donate to the show. Also, guys, YouTube, I'm on there. LinkedIn, I'll put a link there for people to get to my episodes that way. Also, guys, podcast platforms, I'm on every single one. Apple, Spotify, all the things, guys. And then social media, Instagram, TikTok, while it's still alive, guys. Who knows what happens in September? We'll see. But a little bit of Facebook, a little bit of Blue Sky, and that's the deal. All right, thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.